Welcome back to Smart Talk with Anita Finley. The phone number to call is 310-528-3522, or you can visit our website at www.anitafinley.com. That's F-I-N-L-A-Y. The A is never silent, and neither am I. Did you see this? Just when you thought the NSA story couldn't get any bigger, now we've been spying on German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And now all our European allies are mad at us. Now, why are they mad? Is it because we're spying better than they are, or just more than they are? We'll get to that later. The other thing that fascinates me about this is that the president went to apologize to Mrs. Merkel and says that he didn't know. So now we have the I don't know presidency. Now, here are the things that the president didn't know anything about. He didn't know anything about the NSA spying. He didn't know anything about the AP scandal. Doesn't know that the IRS is targeting conservative groups. I mean, even Bill Maher was irritated about that, and he's certainly no conservative. And it's just, in the words of the immortal Scooby-Doo, Orlo? I wonder how we got here. We're going to get to that later. Also, joining us on the show today, we have Larry Doyle to talk about his new book, In Bed with Wall Street, an investigation of the pervasive corruption and incestuous relationship within the Wall Street, Washington financial regulatory cabal. Say that three times fast. But first, why, oh, why is my hair on fire? There was an article in USA Today, The New Norm in Hollywood, Hypersexed. What? Is this nothing new? First, we see Miley Cyrus on the VMA Awards having, how shall I put this, Congress with a foam finger? And then we see Beyonce whipping her hair about and wearing little eyelet panties and popping out of a leather bustier at the Super Bowl. I mean, this is a very, very talented woman who has a voice like an angel, and she looks like a pole dancer. Forgive me for saying that, but I really don't know how else to put this. So this article is talking about not only Miley, but Gaga's wearing a thong, and that young Hollywood is really reaching for the lowest common denominator. And the article asks the question, are they doing this just because they feel like it, or because their survival depends on it? And we can talk about that all we want, but I want you to think about something even more fascinating. First of all, we have articles from The Atlantic to The New York Times, The Washington Post, you know, all the liberal papers. All they talk about morning, noon, and night is the fact that Hillary is running for president. She's running, isn't she? She's definitely running in 2016. We're talking about Janet Yellen was the first female nominee for Fed chair. And at the same time, juxtapose that with hypersexualized girls. This is the message that young men and women are seeing, that our boys and girls are seeing every single day. Who do you think they're following? Hillary Clinton or Kim Kardashian? People who made a sex tape. And Miley Cyrus twerking and having everything hanging out. She was practically dressed in what? What was that? A bathing suit at the VMA Awards? I don't even know what you would call it. It looked like she was buck naked is what it looked like. And then when you watch television, you can see these women, medical examiners going to the crime scene in 7-inch stilettos, and they look like they're wearing a hanky. I mean, at a certain point, we really have to ask ourselves, what kind of a message are we sending to our children because we want them to follow in the footsteps of Hillary or Elizabeth Warren or Malala? We want to hear more about them. We don't want to hear about Miley Cyrus twerking. This is a top-down and a bottom-up problem. And unless we ask for better content and until artists say, you know what? I'm going to be more like Adele. I'm not going to do this kind of thing. I'm just going to stand there and show my talent and not my booty. But at this point, hypersexualization wins every time. When we come back, you're going to find out why Wired magazine has named this girl Paloma Noyola Bueno as the next Steve Jobs. She's 12 years old. You're not going to believe this, and you're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back with you in a moment. This is Anita Finley at Smart Talk. You've been listening to Anita Finley, and if you like what you heard, visit me at anitafinley.com. F-I-N-L-A-Y. Thank you for listening.